And it is showtime right here on JB Radio. Good afternoon to you. I'm in the house. Of course, I'm JW, and glad to be with you this afternoon. Glad you're with us as well, because we also have Dr. Tim Turlip in the house, and he's here to answer your questions, to address your concerns, and he's got some comments that he's going to share with you. The man is here to educate us, and we're here to take notes. So once again, Dr. Tim Turlip, a local chiropractor in the area. And before we get started with anything, I just want to say thank you, Dr. Turlip, for getting so involved in the community out at National Night Out last week with the stage and your banner and with your group of folks out there giving the free massages and so on and so forth. It was just a wonderful thing, and we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts from the local community helping out Turlip once again, getting involved with the community. So, as always, this time it is time for your 30 minutes to vitality, Dr. Tim Turlip. It is an open forum call, so give us a call at 352-796-7272, an open forum show, 352-796-7272, if you have a question, Dr. Tim Turlip.
Hello, JW.
Yeah, wonderful to be here.
It is great to be here, absolutely. And anybody's free to call except for my mother-in-law.
Why is that?
That's just the way it is.
Can she listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, right. And she's not allowed to call. I just wanted to know, because if she chooses to call, it's just not good.
We've got her number blocked.
So, yeah. So. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So it's kind of funny, actually. I got to speak last night at one of the local hospitals.
We were
talking about alternatives to pain meds and some things that we can do interventionally without that sort of stuff. And so a lady actually approached me, several actually, after the talk and said, you know, I was listening to the radio last week. And somebody else, well, I was actually listening to a podcast on your website. It was a rebroadcast from the show that we'd done. And it was amazing. They were exceedingly intrigued with this whole notion of epigenetics that we touched on last week. So I thought that, and actually that needed a little bit more, actually a lot more explanation.
Yeah, I know.
And some detail associated with it, because it is probably on the avant-garde, on the very forefront of science today. And it is the thing that is getting the most, it's probably the largest discovery since the double helix and the DNA was discovered by Watson and Crick back in the 50s.
Okay.
This is probably the most exciting scientific undertaking and discovery that we've had since that time.
Sweet.
So it's pretty amazing stuff. So epigenetics, like we talked about last week, right? Because we all have heard of our, you know, the gene, and we've heard of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, you know, we talk about a double helix. It's that strand of genetic material that sits in the nucleus of a cell and blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's where the information about our genes is passed on from one generation to the next generation. It's through this double strand of material that gives all of these genetic codes to express whether you have brown eyes, blue eyes, don't they make my brown eyes blue, right? So that is one of the things that we get when it comes to the coding. And we always thought, as we mentioned last week, that it was these genes that actually predict what we're going to be. So, I mean, you get it's hardwired. I get some from my mom. I get some from my dad. We put it together. My dad's only 5'8". My mom's only 5'3". Tell me, how did I get to be 6'2"?
Right.
Where'd that come into my genetic code? Well, there's recessive genes, and there's different types of things, and they've got alleles and all these different stuff where things are located and how things express. So we thought this is hardwired. It's got all these different codes. There's all these protein type substances, these nucleotides they're called. All this stuff is there, and it passes on. I'm tall because these came together. Boom, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have brown eyes because boom, these things came together, and that's just the way it is.
Right.
So you're stuck. What it's the universal crapshoot, right? What you and I got stuck with is what happened in the DNA, and it's just done.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that's not true, right? Because otherwise I'm sunk. It's amazing to me. I just had lunch a few weeks ago with a local family doctor, and of course I didn't say anything at the time. I wanted to go, oh, are you reading any journals in the last 10 years?
Thank you.
It was kind of funny because he was actually talking about how his mother had colon cancer, his father had colon cancer, his grandmother had colon cancer, and you know he's then talking about his son. And then his son's like 20 or 21 years old, you know, and so he's probably got the gene. And what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get colon cancer.
Right.
Right. And I just was like, really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, right.
Now he could have had there's no question he could have the gene, the predilection.
Really?
To deny the presence of a gene is to deny reality.
Okay. But
it's absolutely there. But genes have to express.
Right.
they must they aren't all spontaneously on.
Right.
Just because I have a gene, it doesn't mean it's on and will express.
Okay.
Right. I can have the gene and it doesn't express.
Mm-hmm.
They get switched on. They get switched off.
The recessive.
So, well, not even just recessive or dominant traits. It's actually the gene itself. I can have a dominant trait, two dominant genes, and it's not expressing yet.
Okay.
Right? So that part is what this epigenome is all about.
Okay.
It's because this kid, this doctor's mm-hmm. son, is not at all doomed to get colon cancer. Remember last week we talked
right.
a little bit about the gun example.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if I don't pull the trigger on the gun, yep. I can't hurt anyone with this gun.
That's right.
I've got a gun in my hand, but I have to pull the trigger.
Well, and John Wayne pistol whipped a lot of people, but in the movies.
Wow, I'm gonna have to take this analogy somewhere else. I'm not sure. Wow, no, that was good. That was good. Right, but it can't hurt me.
Right, no.
Right, if you don't pull the trigger,
exactly.
Right, so when it comes to this young man, let's say he does for sure have a genetic predilection. He's got the gene.
Right.
Right. And a predilection means that I am more inclined to do something. Right. If I have a predilection to, you know, help my neighbor.
Right.
Right. I'm more inclined to help my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's a genetic predilection. It's there. Doesn't mean just because I did that.
Right.
I had genetic testing. I looked at the test. Boom. They found this particular colon cancer gene. Uh-huh. I've got it.
Right.
So really, does that mean that's, well, guess what? You're done.
Yeah, you're done.
You're baked, baby. The universal crapshoot.
Yeah.
Bummer. Camp Snake Eyes for you. Too
yeah.
bad. Right? Not at all.
Right.
Right? Because this epigenome, remember the word epi means above
mm-hmm.
or around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's over the genetic material. So just let's look at it from the position it's in. Just this is really isn't factual, but it just gives a nice visual for everybody to see that it's above the gene.
Mm-hmm.
So my brain is above the rest of my body.
Mm-hmm.
It's in charge of my body. The epigenome is above my genetic material.
Okay.
It actually controls its expression. So they do the genetic testing. They find I've got this gene. Well, guess what? My lifestyle can dramatically affect whether or not that gene ever pulls that trigger or does not. I am not doomed to express because I, thank God, am in charge of this. Right? I am not doomed.
Okay.
Right, which is, I love that because otherwise you go, you know, a poor woman ends up, she's got, you know, a BRCA2 gene.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, she's got the breast cancer gene. That does it, Mary. The only thing that we can do is remove your breasts
mm-hmm.
prophylactically
mm-hmm.
and your uterus because the likelihood when you have a BRCA2, the likelihood of having ovarian CA or uterine CA, cervical CA, goes way up. So guess what? We're just going to have to excise everything.
Mm.
That's prophylaxis, is to cut it all out and take it all out.
Just because, yeah,
right?
This is getting interesting.
Right. And
yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Right. Because, again, we've got many studies that will show genetic women,
mm-hmm.
identical twins,
mm-hmm.
with the gene, right? One gets breast cancer.
Yeah.
One does not. Identical genes. Why not?
Yeah.
Right. And again, just one identical twin becomes obese.
Mm-hmm.
The other identical twin does not. And someone said, well, there's a genetic predilection towards obesity. Well, there can be, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then why aren't they both heavy? Why didn't they both have that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is really amazing stuff.
Yeah, it is.
So we're in charge of that. So the amount of all the things that you and I have been talking about these last several months, when we look at whether it's the core four, whether it's my diet, whether it's how much sleep I get at night, how much exposure to the sun, how I manage my stress and my cognition, my thinking.
Yeah.
Right? All those things will dramatically affect the internal environment of my body, not just my body itself as a whole, but on the microcellular level in the environment that my DNA functions in on each individual cell and the trillion cells I've got in my body.
I believe it.
Right? Well, the research is showing
this. I know.
It's not a matter of belief, which I joked last week about the dogma of genetics.
Right.
I go, that's belief.
Right.
Dogma is there's no variation. This is just the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be.
Right.
Thank God that's not true.
Right.
I mean, truly, that it thrills me to no end because when we talk about 30 minutes to vitality, or we talk about the innate capacity of the body to heal and express, removing those interferences, that is so thrilling because it actually, now we have the evidence of this is developing and developing and developing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it isn't some Pollyanna hope. It's a research-based knowing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the cool part. So we'd have people all the time, and you know, I've been doing this for, am I Wow. If I said three decades, oh my God. Not too long, because it's really fun, right?
Yeah.
But it's this long period of time. So, and I've had people over the years who say, well, you know, Doc, I know I'm heavy, mm-hmm. right? And I'll have to do that. So that's the way it is. Like that's the only thing that my being heavy today is affecting me.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm not seeing is because of what that does to my genetic material by increasing my pro-inflammatory biomarkers,
mm-hmm.
by doing all stuff that will affect my genetic material and my expression. You should see the research that's just coming out on men. My lady patients who are, you know, just recently married are going, oh, we've been married for 5 years. We're thinking about having a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, well, great. Here's what you need to do, because your guy, to think that he is just a donor,
mm-hmm.
is so far removed from reality, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the guy's carrying 60 pounds, mm-hmm. he's swilling beer, he's smoking cigarettes, mm-hmm. he's a couch potato, never exercises, mm-hmm. right? What he's contributing on a DNA-wise mm-hmm. is dramatically affected by his lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
His genetic material is not just hardwired in those cells, and that's what it's going to be, whether no matter what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right,
his offspring, by how his lifestyle is today, his genetic contribution to that offspring is dramatic, incredible. Right, so if you go, really, so my just being heavy today is only affecting me? No, if I'm going to have children, mm-hmm. it's going to be affecting my offspring, because I'm modulating and altering my genetic expression in the contribution I make with my mate to create children.
Okay.
Incredible. So if I'm smoking, if uh-huh. my diet stinks, if whatever it is, I'm genetically altering myself. People go, well, I know I'm eating poorly, and I saw a study that showed that, you know, it might increase my risk of dementia or Alzheimer's. And I go, yeah, it can.
Yeah.
But it also is going to affect your genetic material. And if you're still of childbearing years, you're affecting your children and your grandchildren.
Wow.
Right. So it is not. So the responsibility is not just to us. It's kind of incredible. It's very strange, because we're passing on our lifestyles, getting passed on to our offspring.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
And through the woman, it's directly.
Interesting with the ladies, uh-huh. because the ladies actually are born with a finite set of eggs.
Uh-huh. Right.
So that's what they get.
Yep.
So that boom at 30, that's why a 45-year-old having a baby is far more at risk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, genetic material there. Why is that a problem? Why are they more at risk? Well, from genetic damage.
Yeah.
But from age.
Right.
Because that material has been hanging out there in those ovaries for 45
wow.
years.
Wow. That's interesting.
Right. And it's like, it's got a shelf life.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, right. So this type of genetic material in the DNA of an egg, which is designed for reproduction, has a shelf life.
Yeah.
And that's why right. menopause happens. And then because, yep. again, you know, creation, innate, knew what it was doing
right.
to shut off the baby factory,
mm.
right? Because the genetic material actually hits that shelf life, and all you're going to get is damaged offspring.
Wow.
Right. So that's why it sits there. So, but again, would you get more longevity out of that genetic expression with somebody who exercises regularly, who maybe is nearly, her diet's based on plants,
mm.
vegetables and fruits and beans and legumes and nuts and seeds with just a little bit of meat.
Mm.
And they get 8 hours of sleep every single night, and they're out in the sun for half an hour, 45 minutes a day, and they meditate and they manage their stress.
Right.
And really, do you think that person's genetic material will actually last longer on the shelf?
Mm,
sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. You
Absolutely.
See ladies in their 50s that are bearing children.
Yeah. So it's amazing how that can actually happen
mm-hmm.
and be more fruitful.
Right.
But that it's, I won't get into what medications, it doesn't
yeah.
matter. But like, there are medications that we know
right.
that a woman would take when she was pregnant, and it wouldn't express in like, cervical cancer until the second generation after the woman who took it.
Wow.
Right? So her grandchildren would then have significant increases in cervical cancer presentation because grandmama
mm-hmm.
took the med. Well, okay, so what happened?
Mm-hmm.
If the genetic material in her eggs were there, we know that the med then affected the expression
mm-hmm.
of the genetic pool that mm-hmm. she had in those eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So that a chemical did that.
Mm-hmm.
So the chemicals in a ho-ho, you think they're going to possibly affect it?
Mm.
Yeah.
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 How about affect everything.
Absolutely. And two old beef patty, special sauce, lettuce,
yeah.
cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
I know.
Right?
I'm guilty.
Yeah. That stuff will affect us. So it's not just us. it affects our offspring. So again, why is that? Why am I even bringing it up? Well, because it's kind of critical if you're thinking about having children.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
You know, dad needs to clean up his act big time.
Yeah.
Mom needs to make sure her act is cleaned up. And it should be real a cleanup thing for 6 to 9 months before we actually try to, you know, create a new life out of material. It's like, well, you know what? I've only got this crappy lumber and I've got these bad electrical wiring, these windows stink, but hey, let's build a house with this stuff. That's
right.
All we've got.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should clean out the inventory a little bit.
But only 6 to 9 months. That's interesting.
Well, I'm just postulating.
Oh, okay.
That's some current thinking and some current research and researchers postulating these things.
Right.
We don't have the evidence to support. We just know it will improve dramatically. Now, if you had somebody who started their life that way.
Right.
They just lived their life that way and they were vegetarian and they asked,
right.
They did a whole bunch of stuff,
right,
that was really great. Well, their genetic material will be as strong as they can get it.
Okay.
Right.
So your situation, your health can be reversed, and Dr. Tim Turlip is here to tell you how and why. And we're going to take a quick break. You're in tune to your 30 Minutes to Vitality, Dr. Tim Turlip on Ask the Experts here at JB Radio. We'll be back after this, folks.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Turlip from Turlip Chiropractic. Wanted to invite you every Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock to listen to 30 Minutes to Vitality, where we'll discuss topics of interest that will affect your health and mine and how we express greater wellness and well-being. If you happen to miss a live episode at 11 o'clock, you can hear it again at drturlip.com, where all podcasts are posted there and available at any time, day or night. So look forward to spending time with you every Wednesday at 11 o'clock for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And we're right in the middle of that 11 o'clock live half hour here till 11:30. We've still got about 10 minutes left for you to call in, 352-796-7272, 1-888-613-2050. And we are touching on the biogenetics, the epigenetics, and how it's affecting us and how it can affect you as well. So once again, Dr. Tim Turlip's going to continue.
Perfect. And I couldn't help but listen on that announcement there. Mm-hmm. But I did tell my mother-in-law she could actually listen on the podcast.
I was going to say Christmas is coming.
Yeah,
so.
at drturlip.com, she can actually listen there, but that's it. That's where she's restricted to. She doesn't listen to me anyway, so I can say whatever
there
I want. She's going to
exactly.
do whatever
right.
she wants.
God,
so that's a good thing.
Mother-in-laws.
That's a good thing.
Bless their hearts. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, which is amazing, because if you're talking about my mother-in-law, mm-hmm. right, my children,
that's right.
genetically, are affected by what my mother-in-law did. And interesting with my mother, here's another thing as well. So when she was actually pregnant with my wife, mm-hmm. she had a very difficult time. She was nauseous constantly, and she was always throwing up. And I mean, she got to like 5-6 months, and she'd still only put on like 6 pounds.
Okay.
Right, pregnant with my wife. So back in the day, so my wife, I won't say how old my wife is, but I'll say it's
right.
over 40.
There you go.
Okay, and I'm safe. Right. So back in that day, right, with persistent nausea, one of the things that doctors were actually prescribing for moms, oh, it's perfectly safe to take, go ahead, is thalidomide.
Okay.
So, right. So she was given a prescription for thalidomide. Oh, God. Right. So if you remember that thalidomide caused, unfortunately, like the rudimentary arms, huge
oh, right.
genetic defects.
Okay.
Right. Flipper arms and half
yeah,
legs
right.
and just horrible things. Right. So she got this thing and she was nauseous and she had this gut instinct. She took the prescription home. She had it. She goes, to hear her story, she said, I had it on my dashboard. I glanced at it 2 or 3 times in the drive home. I took it out of the car. I laid it above the sink on the windowsill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to take it to the pharmacy and get it filled. She said, but there was just something in my gut
mm-hmm.
that just kept saying, oh, no, this is not, I don't need a drug to actually get with this nauseousness. I'll just do these other things. I'll try to eat a little meal. And she tried to accommodate. Did fine, and thank God she did. Because what we knew later then was
yeah.
that thalidomide was one of the worst teratogens, the substances that caused profound genetic material. So again, she had the genetic material in her eggs,
yep.
but this thalidomide could dramatically affect what that genetic expression was. So to extrapolate, sometimes I laugh and I go, so really, so to think that the persistent eating of certain foods isn't going to affect that, because they're all chemicals, for
yeah,
goodness sake.
Yeah.
Right? Proteins, carbs, fats, phytochemicals, minerals, vitamins, they're all chemicals.
Yeah.
And so certain ones will affect dramatically, others to lesser extent, some quickly, some slowly over an extended exposure to the genetic material.
Wow.
It's pretty – when somebody says, and I have lunch with this doctor who said, well, my son, if he's got the gene, he's sunk, man. That's just the way it is, right? And I wanted to go, Oh my God, no. Yeah. Right? As we talk about the core of vitamin D, exercise, mm-hmm. diet. When we look at flesh consumption in colon cancer, we look at flaxseed consumption in colon cancer, we look at vegetables and fruit consumption in colon cancer. I mean, there's so much that could be done to affect the expression of those genes so that colon cancer never has the trigger pulled.
There you go.
Right. So
that's right.
Because I've been doing 30 years. So when I was actually in grad school, I was actually exposed, and I took genetics in undergrad as I worked on my bachelor's and my pre-med training. Blah, 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 right. And I went through all that. That was my exposure. You're hardwired. It's like the building we're in right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hardwired, man. There's no change in the wiring. This wire goes to this room. You turn it on, you turn it off. And that's just the way it is. It's just done.
That's right.
And you and I are not that way. So we affect us now, and it's the sowing and the reaping thing. Mm-hmm. Because when we now look at, if I carry excessive body weight over a long period of time, I know that I'm dramatically increasing my risk. I'm not talking a little bit. I'm talking of dementia and Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. right? So when we look at that, we go, really? Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Right? There's people looking for, even on autism, to say, well, let's look at the genetic likelihood of expression in autism, where if I go back 20 years, autism had a rate of about a 1 in 130,000 20 years ago.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it makes you think.
Today, it's a 1 in 120.
And 90% of those with autism is going to end up in Alzheimer's if they live that long.
That's another question altogether. Yeah. But you go, how do we go from a 1 in over 100,000 to 1 in 120?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a dramatic. So did the genome change?
Mm-mm.
Now, fundamentally, you say no, because anybody who has any rudimentary understanding of genetics knows mm-hmm. it takes generations
right.
to create significant genetic alterations of that type.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, if that is what transpires, how is it that in 20 years, that's less than a generation, right? It's about a generation, actually, right? And we've got this from that dramatic expression? How can that be?
Mm.
Right? So it belies the fact of that. It just doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
Right? So it becomes what's going on in our environment? What can we do with our water? What can we do with our attitude and thought? Now, we didn't even get into how thought will dramatically express this as well. Because if we live in that constant state of emotional stress and turmoil that modern life seems to create in us.
Yeah.
Right, if you turn on the news right now with Hurricane Matthew and the likelihood of Matthew coming to affect our coast, thank goodness, mm-hmm. I feel badly for the East Coast, and hopefully it turns out and goes out into sea. But every time you go to weather.com, every time you pull on the Weather Channel, you go to Weather Underground, you go to any of these channels, mm-hmm. it's the flashing red lights, and it's the emergency thing, and it's the everybody heighten this.
Yep.
And then I'm supposed to hear about then the terrorist who could actually be in Orlando with the Uzi. And then I'm supposed to hear about and it's this constant barrage, because the old expression in news, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
Right? So if it doesn't, if it's good news, it doesn't sell. Nobody listens.
Yeah.
So we got to scare them and raise the level. So you're hearing this constantly, constantly, constantly. And then just even the traffic that goes on in modern life. If we live with that level of stress, there's a fancy thing called cortisol,
mm-hmm.
which is one of our stress hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know it ages us, it changes genetic expression, does it? And people have heightened levels of cortisol like we've never seen before.
Wow.
So we're living like we're under life-threatening experiences, which creates all kinds of cascades in our physiology, right? And we get this genetic alteration because our internal environment is altered. So it's in your and my hands that we can alter our genetic expression for the better, affect our offspring and our grandchildren and our lives today.
Yep.
The vitality that we get to express, it's in our hands.
Yep.
It's pretty cool stuff.
Yep. And not only today, folks, but you need to be thinking about the future as well. You know, two generations from now.
Sure.
What are we going to look like?
Absolutely.
What are we gonna, how are we going to be? Yep. So anyway, Dr. Tim Turlip is here to do that, and he's here to help you as well. So Dr. Tim Turlip
has got
an office right here in Spring Hill, if you want to tell us where that's at.
8466 North Cliff Boulevard, about 500 feet off US 19 on the right-hand side, two-story building covered with stone.
Mm-hmm.
We don't throw stones at anybody, and the office phone is 666-2222, and you can hit us on the web at drturlip.com.
And tune again next week for your 30 Minutes of Vitality with Dr. Tim Turlip. And, of course, we appreciate tuning in once again on JB Radio. We'll see you next week, folks, right here. Same place, same time.
I keep...